Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, July 10th, 2020. We're going to get started like we do every week over on YouTube. Over on YouTube. YouTube has introduced a new metric called RPM, or Revenue Per Milli, which tells creators how much money they make per 1,000 video views. A data scientist scraped 70,000 trending YouTube videos in 2019, and then compiled the data and analyzed it. And what he found is that 100% of trending videos in 2019 used tags. Most of those videos had between 36 and 64 characters in the title of the video, and most of the videos also had a person in the thumbnail for the video. Now let's dive in to Google. Google told us this week that they do use spam reports filed by other people against websites to send out manual actions, meaning that they demote a website or a document in Google search manually. However, that makes up a very small percentage of most of the spam reports that Google gets, and most frequently, they use algorithmic approaches that can be automated to address the spam. So they'll use the spam reports to inform the algorithm and improve their ways of making a scalable algorithmic approach to automatically take down the spam in the future. Google Search is testing displaying thumbnails for images inside of the search results. Google Image Search is adding some rich descriptions to images to help users explore topics more in depth. These look very similar to knowledge panels on the normal Google search, and it pulls data in from around the web. So an image from one website might link to a document on another website. This could start driving more traffic to publishers from Google Image Search. Google Ads and Google Shopping have banned products and services that offer intimate partner surveillance. Probably going to see these things renamed and retargeted, but this is essentially services to spy on your significant other. Google Ads is testing bold titles. The structured data testing tool is going to be shut down and replaced by the rich result tool inside of Google Search Console. This is actually a pretty unpopular move by Google, and there are already several third-party tools that have stepped up and been created to replace the free and open structured data testing tool, which you could put any website in to and test. The rich result tool inside of Search Console, obviously you will need to have access to the Search Console to use. Good news for restaurants out there, you can finally remove those really annoying order now buttons that Google has placed on your Google My Business profile without your knowledge or permission. You can go into your Google My Business profile and remove those now. Previously, you had to actually contact the provider like Grubhub or Uber Eats and request that they remove you. Now you can actually just go in and tell Google My Business that you don't want to work with those providers and you don't want those order now buttons showing up on your Google My Business profile. In Facebook news, Facebook has rolled out their political and social issues advertising blocking system. Now, when you go to do this, the button says see fewer when you click it. It doesn't say block all, and that probably is just a legal move to cover Facebook's proverbial butt here, because they also say that they will miss some of these from time to time. But you can log into Facebook now, you can go to your preferences, you can go to your ad preferences, and you can select topics, and then under topics, you can actually tell Facebook you don't want to see ads about social issues and politics anymore. I, for one, am really excited about this, and not because I think it's going to impact a political party or a political position that I have, but because, frankly, I hate these ads, and I don't want to see them. And for some reason, every politician in the country has been targeting me with ads. I'm not in Kentucky. I don't know why I am seeing your ads. Your ad targeting is garbage. Your ads are garbage. And frankly, most of you politicians are garbage. I just don't want to see it when I'm on Facebook. That's not what I'm on Facebook for. So I'm really, really happy. Thank you, Rob Leatherman and team, for giving us this tool. I have already set mine up and I am really happy. over on Instagram. Instagram has rolled out their pinned comment feature, which they announced earlier this year. Users on Instagram can now or will soon be able to pin up to 3 comments at the top of the comment section on each one of their posts. The idea here is that you can pin a comment that you think is really good and actually deflect from people seeing some of the negative, crappier comments down below. Instagram is running a global test of the shop tab, and they've actually replaced the activity tab, or the heart inside of the app, with a shopping icon that will lead to the shop tab. This is a global test. We do not know if it is permanent, so if you are participating in Instagram's shop, you may notice some increased sales. Who knows if you don't? We don't know if this is going to stick. It could disappear at any moment, but for right now, check it out. Check out the tests they're running for e-commerce people. This is definitely something to pay attention to. Over on the Snappity Chatty, Snapchat appears to be trying to win over independent app developers. They recently released a new feature that allows developers to check with Snapchat to see if a user has verified their phone number through Snapchat already. This will actually save app devs money, because right now, to verify that, they have to use a service which charges them on a per number basis to send an SMS verification code, which then the user has to get and then enter. And obviously you don't make money from that if you're an app developer. That is all a cost up front. Now those app developers can actually use Snapchat to verify those phone numbers if the user has a Snapchat account and has already verified the cell phone number with Snapchat. We take you now to Bing. Microsoft Advertising, or as most of us still call it, Bing Ads, is rumored to be working on an incredible platform that will allow small businesses to place ads on Bing, Google, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram simultaneously with one budget from one single platform. Now, Microsoft owns Bing and they own LinkedIn, and they've been getting really buddy-buddy with Google lately, and they've already been real buddy-buddy with Facebook. So this makes a lot of sense that they would be allowed to build something like this. If you're a small business out there and you're running your own ads, again, it's just a rumor right now, but if this comes out, it could be I hate to use this word loosely, but it could be a game changer for you. To be able to monitor your success and your budget, and how you split that budget among all of those different platforms from one single location would be pretty big. Here we go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn has introduced a new feature which will slow down or hopefully bring a stop to page follow spamming. This is where somebody builds a new company page and just spams all of their LinkedIn contacts to come follow the page. Now, pages get a certain number of credits. They can send out follows during that day for that number of credits. Until somebody accepts the follow request, they won't get that credit reimbursed to them. It's a pretty interesting way to go after spam by using this credit system. I just kind of wish they would probably apply that to messages from clearly salespeople or HR people spamming my inbox. Over on Twitter, rumors are flying all over the tech world this week that Twitter is about to launch a subscription service. That's it. That's all we know about it. Something, something subscription service from Twitter. We don't know if it's video. We don't know if it's like your own personal Twitter platform that you can run for your own community. We have no idea. Groups, no clue what's happening. But supposedly, Twitter is really, really, really close to launching this. And that rumor actually comes from a job posting that Twitter themselves made. Bonus round! 53%. That is the percentage of restaurants on Yelp that were originally marked temporarily closed back in March and are now marked as permanently closed. Now, that's based on user feedback by Yelpers. We're not entirely sure if that is the exact precise number, but even if it's close to accurate, that's a pretty big chunk. That is over half of all restaurants that had to temporarily close in March are now permanently closed, according to Yelp. An interesting note came out about technology this week in terms of the types of computers people are using. In Q1 of this year, PC sales plummeted, as did sales of, well, pretty much everything else. But in Q2, PC and laptop sales are skyrocketing as people get serious about working from home, not just for a short-term pandemic, but gearing up for maybe a longer-term shift in how we work, being working from your home office. Finally, this week, we don't talk about a lot of politics on this show, but this one is pretty important and directly impacts pretty much everybody watching this video. This video is being hosted by YouTube, which is owned by Google, which is considered one of the largest tech companies in existence. Those tech companies like Google and Amazon and Facebook will be under the jurisdiction. They will have to follow rules created by a panel of law enforcement officers if a new law in the United States ends up going through called the Earn It Act. It has actually cleared its first hurdle and gotten out of committee, which means that it may get voted on. And if it does get voted on and passes one House of Congress and then passes another House of Congress and it gets signed into law, Google, Amazon, Facebook, and all of these other companies won't just have to follow rules set by law enforcement officials, not technology people, law enforcement people, but they will also have to give government agencies backdoor decrypted access to all user data. If that sounds similar for some reason, that's because that is what a lot of us are concerned, including politicians and law enforcement officials. We are concerned that China is doing the exact same thing with TikTok, and now the United States government is attempting to do the exact same thing, but to spy on us, the United States citizens. Now, obviously, they already spy on us thanks to the Patriot Act and a bunch of other things, but this should still concern you, because if tech companies like Google and Facebook don't comply with this, they will lose their protection, and the government will be able to take action against them for all kinds of things that their users do. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of our podcast. And if you're listening in sequential order, you may have realized that last week's podcast actually came out at the exact same time as this podcast. That's because we had an editing mishap last week and we didn't have a chance to correct it until this week, so we just put them both out at the same time. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and getting caught up on all of the digital marketing and SEO news you probably missed out on while you were spending time focusing on work and trying to figure out how to make it through this pandemic. If you did, really appreciate it if you subscribe wherever you're listening to your podcast at and shared us with a friend. I'll talk to you next week.